Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 37 for the week of July 30th, 2007. We begin this week with the calendar of events through the end of August. On July 31st through August 2nd, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Binks and DeVilbiss and sponsored by Mount Wachusett Community College, will be taking place in Gardner, Massachusetts. This three-day intensive workshop familiarizes participants with the equipment, systems, and techniques of spray finishing. My interview with Dr. Richard Krupa, the coordinator of the workshop, is available on the calendar page. On August 8th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will have their monthly meeting at Barnaby's Restaurant in Tukwila, Washington. On August 13th through the 16th, Surfin 2007 will be taking place at the Cleveland Convention Center in Cleveland, Ohio. Presented by the National Association for Surface Finishing, this major international conference and trade show provides the best venue to explore the newest technology and practical applications for surface finishing. And on August 18th, the Silicon Valley branch of the AESF will have a summer picnic at History San Jose in San Jose, California. For more information on these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our Help Wanteds. Posted on July 25th, Amphenol Aerospace, located in Sydney, New York, is seeking a supervisor electroplating engineer for their plating facility. Responsibilities will include acting as the plating manager in the absence of the manager, interfacing with quality, marketing, human resources, engineering, and operations groups, serving as an expert contact to customers concerning plating topics, participating in proposing and supervising new plating-related projects, supervising union hourly employees engaged in component plating, and some travel. This position requires a BA, BS in chemistry or a related technical discipline, plus a minimum of 5 years of supervisory electroplating experience or the equivalent. Also recently posted, Heat Bath Corporation is accepting applications for a research formulating chemist with a strong background in electrolysis, nickel, and decorative plating. A BS in chemistry is preferred with a minimum 5 years research experience. For more information on these positions, as well as all of the available positions, please click on the Help Wanteds button on our homepage. Finishing.com would like to welcome Godot Enterprises, Inc. as a new supporting advertiser in the Job Shops directory. Located in Newport, Michigan, Godot Enterprises provides Godot Chrome to chrome plastic, wood, ceramic, glass, auto and parts, motorcycles, and art. You name it, they can chrome it. Gold, bronze, brass, and candy colors. No job too small or too large. For more information on Godot Enterprises, please visit the Job Shops directory on our homepage. In other advertiser news, Ecotech is proud to announce that they will be exhibiting and presenting at Surfin 2007 in Cleveland, Ohio. Ecotech invites you to visit booth 738 during the exhibition and to attend the technical presentation by Paul Pajunin titled Effective Nickel Salt Recovery Using Short Bed Ion Exchange. Ecotech will also be presenting its proprietary Nickel Pure, which rejects sodium and brighteners and provides 95%+ recovery from rinses, consistent rinsing, pH-balanced nickel salt concentrate, and dramatic cost savings. To contact Ecotech, please visit their listing in the Environmental Directory. Newsflash! If you need ROHS-compatible chem filming of aluminum, but you also need MILC 5541 compliance, Lusteron Aluminescent is now on the qualified products list. Aluminescent is the only powdered hex-free conversion coating for aluminum listed on the qualified products list for MIL DTL 5541F Class 1A and 3. The chromate is a replacement for yellow or clear hexavalent chromates and provides excellent corrosion protection at low cost and minimal control. Aluminescent can be applied by dip, spray, brush, swab, or roll coating, requires no electrical current, cooling, or exhaust, and is suitable for both wrought and cast aluminum alloys. To contact Lusteron Products, please visit their listing in the Chemicals Directory. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us next time for another metal finishing industry update.